the rest of the story. 1913, the year of Albanian independence from the Ottoman Empire. The revolutionaries had succeeded. Albania was free to choose its own king. Historically, it's not uncommon for an emerging nation to embrace a foreign prince as its new monarch, and that's just what Albania wanted to do. And the overwhelming favorite was a Turkish prince named Halim Edin. Now, should Prince Halim accept, he would become the new king of Albania. The prince said he'd think about it. But then came the eagerly anticipated message by wire, Prince Halim is on his way. Arriving in the Albanian city of Durazzo, he was greeted by an enthusiastic throng, and as he nobly stood before the people who were to become his subjects, he proclaimed his Albanian citizenship. More cheers. There was to follow a week of celebration. And the prince ordered amnesty for all prisoners. Still more cheers. And furthermore, when the celebrating was done, he, the Prince Halim, would lead an attack against the enemies of Albania. Well, now the crowd went wild. There was much feasting that night. Halim was presented with a harem of 25. He graciously accepted. Next day, there was business to attend. Minor formalities, really. In honor of Durazzo for being the first Albanian city to receive him, Halim appointed the local councilmen to his cabinet. And then Prince Halim was declared king of Albania. Before the celebration could continue, however, there remained the king's first official act. He must renounce his Turkish title. Prince Halim must choose for himself a new name. The king stroked his chin, lingered for a while in deep thought, then his eyes brightened. He would be known henceforth, he said, as King Otto the First. A Muslim king named Otto? Yes, Otto. And the reason behind that choice is the rest of the story. There were so many distinguished Muslim names from which to choose, so when the Turkish prince accepted his new role as king of Albania, it might have been asked why Otto the First, but the king's choice was not questioned, and in a matter of hours, he had so endeared himself to his new subjects that nobody cared what he was called. Throughout all Albanian history, no ruler ever accomplished less than Otto the First. The battle he had promised to lead against Albania's enemies? He did not. No subsequent proclamations were made. No affairs of state resolved. King Otto never had time. His reign, you see, beginning to end, lasted 5 days. He got bored, hung up the crown, left the country. 45 years later, Germany, 1958, an elderly circus performer died. There was a story he always liked to tell about the time he impersonated a Turkish prince, and he became king of Albania. For 5 wonder-filled days, he was treated royally, possessed a crown, a harem, and all of the food he could eat. While the real Turkish prince was still in Turkey, he, the circus performer, an impostor named Otto Witty, feasted and philandered his way across Albania. To this day, many of his hearers refused to believe him. They just refused to believe that his recollection was more than a capricious tale. It was more than that. For now you know the rest of the story.